The holy tzaddik Rapicha Shapiro, also known as Rapicha's Karitza, lived in terrible poverty. His house was so shabby, it looked like it was ready to fall apart at any moment. Once, Rapicha's chassidim from another town invited him to spend Shabbos with them. In honor of the occasion, they bought him a new bekicha, and they prepared a beautiful apartment in which he would stay. During Tish on Friday night, Rapicha's was high in spirits, and he said, "In this town where I'm a guest, you feed me on silver platters like a wealthy man. You treat me like royalty. Whereas at home, poverty reaches every corner of my house. I assume that you learned to treat me this way from the Torah itself." And the Hasidim looked a little confused. So he said, "Parshas Pinchas contains a description of the kabanas of all of the Yomim Tovim. So when this parsha comes as a guest, it's a yontif. Every yontif, we read that day's kabanas from Parshas Pinchas as mafter. Yet, Parshas Pinchas' regular place, its regular home, is during the depressing 3 weeks. Similarly, I, Pinchas, make my home in depressing surroundings. I have a broken down home. But when I'm invited as a guest, it becomes a yontif." As mentioned, Parshas Pinchas contains a long list of sacrifices that are brought on various occasions. The first offering the Torah discusses is the Korban Tamid, the daily sacrifice. The pasuk says, "Esekevesa echa tasa b'agvayker, v'esekevesa sheni tasa ben arbayim." One lamb is to be offered in the morning, and one lamb is to be brought towards the evening. This offering was brought every single day of the year, even on Shabbos, even on Yom Kippur. Then the Torah inserts a pasuk in the middle of the Korban Tamid that doesn't seem to belong. "Oilas tamid o'asiyah b'har Sinai l'reich nechayach isha l'Hashem." The continuous oila offering, which was offered at Har Sinai for a pleasant aroma before Hashem. What does the oila that was offered on Har Sinai have to do with this section about Korban Tamid? What happened on Har Sinai is ancient history. So why is it mentioned in the middle of the parsha of the Korban Tamid? So Rabbi Yosef Salant in his Sefer Be'er Yosef says something very profound. He says, there's a very important Ishkafic lesson that we can derive from this pasuk. The perils and the dangers of consistency. When something is done day in and day out, as wonderful as it may be, it eventually becomes done by rote. It becomes stale, it becomes automatic, without thought. Remember the first time you put on tefillin, or the first day of Sfiras HaOmer? The excitement, the passion, making sure that the mitzvah is done just right. But after a while, the passion starts to wane, and we just start going through the motions. That is why the Torah inserts the pasuk Oilas Tamid Asiyah B'Har Sinai in the middle of the parsha of Korban Tamid to remind us of that first Tamid. Remember the Tamid that was brought on Har Sinai with all the enthusiasm, with all the newness, with all the excitement. Remember that. There should be a little of that Korban Tamid on Har Sinai in the Tamid that is brought every single day. We cannot lose the value of consistency by letting that very value become the pitfall. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Acha she'alti me'eis Hashem." One thing I ask from Hashem, "Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei," to dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life, "Levaker be'echalei," and to visit His palace. And the obvious question is, first David asks to dwell in Hashem's house his entire life, and then he asks "Levaker," to be a visitor. So what does he want to be, a resident or a visitor? So the Mefarshim explained this same idea. David's request is to have it both ways. He wants to dwell in the Beis Medrash every day, but at the same time, he wants to feel as if he's only a visitor. He always wants it to feel special and new. And this is a very delicate balance, because these two qualities are almost mutually exclusive. But one has Tamid, he does not have Chiddush. And when one has Chiddush, he does not have Tamid. But this is our challenge in Avodas Hashem. And this is our lesson of the Korban Tamid. It needs to be done consistently, but at the same time, it also must be like the very first time. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.